But I got to let you know, we've come up with a new name for one of the half of the Bagpipe Brothers.
Bauman, I don't know if I agree with this name.
Bauman, you want to tell the audience what we came up with?
Triple H, and not the wrestler.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
No. Hungry Humpy Hippo.
As in, all right. Hungry. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Humpy too.
How am I Humpy?
Humpy Wheeler. You don't even know who Humpy Wheeler is. All right. We've got a lot to do between now and Christmas. Yeah, he's starry-eyed. I mean, about like his stomach.
Starry-eyed.
Starry-eyed. Hey, listen, we got a lot to do between now and Christmas. I'm going to let the bagpipe bro who is going, the other is blowing out both ends.
Nope.
What you did in my truck earlier this week, I ought to just...
That was nothing.
Get out, Giddens.
That was over-exaggeration.
What did I tell him about?
Get out.
I just...
He about caused out. A wreck on Fort Williams.
Well, I said get
if
out.
If y'all were driving down Fort Williams one day earlier this week and all of a sudden traffic just stopped in front of you, it was David's fault.
No, it wasn't David's fault. The reason David stopped is because Michael almost stopped us from breathing. Okay. All right. Here we go. Battle. What are we doing first?
Do some Mad Libs.
All right. We're going back
Christmas
to Mad Libs.
Themed.
All right.
Be the last one of the year.
Christmas themed Mad Libs.
Who's going first?
I'll let Triple H go first.
Give me a place, Giddens.
David's truck.
It's not a place.
It is.
Two foods.
Olives and coleslaw.
What? Why does his always include food? Well, I guess that's son of
a noun.
A noun?
Yeah.
Not an adjective, not swaying.
Doppelganger.
What in the world is a doppelganger?
You're going to find out at the end of this Mad Lib.
Oh, verb.
God.
Pinch.
Pushing and pinch could kind of be the same thing.
Body part.
Nostril.
Left buttocks.
See, all of this is going back to my truck. That's where
funny
it's all
exclamation.
Going.
Exclamation.
Get out.
Animal.
What crawled up in him before he got into my truck?
A raccoon?
Yes, a dead one.
A runt raccoon.
This is great radio, man.
A liquid.
You just have to know. That's what should have come out of him.
Hold on. Let me think.
Wild turkey. It's an hour show, guys.
All right. Let's go with eggnog.
Remember, you said rapid fire before we started.
Object.
Squeezer.
Adjective. And swaying.
Swaying.
Swaying. Not an adjective.
It's an hour show, Giddens.
Harry.
Hold on. extravagant.
Why didn't you say humpy?
Plural topping.
What?
Plural topping, like a food topping. Like cheese or sprinkles.
Cherries.
Monkey gland sauce.
And last one, adjective.
Swaying.
Finished.
Finished is not an adjective.
It can be. The finished task. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You let him say that was an adjective, and it's not. And you wouldn't let me say swaying.
Technically, it is an adjective.
It is?
In a certain context, yeah. It is.
Oh, my God. Well, sure. So is swaying.
No, it's not.
The swaying
The tall tree swayed in the wind.
Oh. I'm not going to argue this. Go ahead.
It's part of speech. It was dependent on how it was used in that sentence.
All right.
This is called the Great Christmas Cookie Catastrophe.
Good.
This year, the Giddens family decided to bake cookies at David's truck.
Yeah, I was baking in it for sure.
First, they mixed olives with coleslaw until it looked like a doppelganger. Not sure who the
who's doppelganger.
I don't even know. Want to know what a doppelganger
it's
is.
It's like a lookalike.
Shepherd tried to pinch the doe, but it stuck to his left buttocks.
There you go.
Ginn's mom shouted, "Get out," when she saw a raccoon eating a batch of cookies off the counter.
Not just any raccoon, a runt.
A runt raccoon.
Yeah.
Then Ginn's dad accidentally spilled eggnog all over the squeezer, creating a extravagant mess.
Yeah, very extravagant.
By the end, the Ginn's family decorated the Christmas cookies with monkey gland sauce, and they tasted surprisingly well for a finished Christmas treat.
Finished.
Forgive me for saying those are cookies that I damn sure ain't eating.
Why not?
Olives and coleslaw?
Olives and coleslaw
with
and
monkey gland. Yeah.
You can forget that.
It's right up your alley.
No, it's right up your, you know what.
Start with an object, David, for your
An
story.
Object. How about a pencil?
Another object.
How about an eraser?
Are you going to school or something?
Yeah, we're going
Funny
to school.
Funny exclamation.
Get out. Walk.
Verb ending in ing.
Walking.
Plural object.
Plural object. Messy underwear.
Another plural object.
Skid marks.
Funny word or phrase.
Get out.
You can't use get out twice.
Funny word or phrase. Good Lord in heaven.
A plural decoration.
A plural decoration.
Like wreaths or inflatables.
Like what?
Wreaths or inflatables, lights.
Okay, how about candlesticks?
And last one, an adjective.
An adjective, swaying. I'm gonna say X. That can be anything. You're gonna
just the letter X?
X, no.
just the letter X.
Adjective. How about...
swaying works.
No. You wouldn't let me do that the last time.
It's because of the way it was used in the sentence.
I don't care if it's one way or the other.
If it was the swaying tree laid down.
Let me tell you something. I don't straddle the fence. It's either one way or the other.
You got to go back to English class.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Adjective. How about... gruesome.
This is a favorite adjective.
Yeah,
I think.
It is.
It's called. You want me to use another one?
No, that's fine. Well,
okay.
It's called the Christmas lights mix up.
Okay.
This year, David decided to decorate his house with Christmas lights. He climbed up the pencil while holding an eraser.
There you go.
He yelled, "Get out!" when the light started walking in every direction.
There you go.
Get out! KJ tried to help by untangling messy underwear, but he tripped on a skid mark.
There you go, Giddens. All about you.
My story was earlier.
As neighbors watched, the light spelled out "Good Lord in heaven" instead of "Merry Christmas."
Good Lord in heaven.
After some teamwork, they added candlesticks to fix it, and the whole house looked gruesome. Perfect for Christmas.
Perfect.
Gruesome. My house looks gruesome all the time, whether it's Christmas or not. Okay.